Apollo 8, this is Houston. It's a good picture of the horizon. We can't see many terrain features as yet. Apollo 8, Houston, we're beginning to pick up a few craters very dimly. The whole thing is pretty bright.
Roger, there's not much definition up there either out of the horizon. We're now approaching the craters C and Bassett.
Roger.
I'll shift to the rendezvous window.
Roger, Bill. Apollo 8, Houston, we want to take the DNC.
It was the fourth orbit while we finally came to a position where we saw the Earth.
Get a color film, Jim?
And then Anders asked me for color film.
Give me a roll of color film.
Oh,
Jim.
Man, that's great.
Quick.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I got it framed. It's very clear right here.
And yeah, Anders does take, I guess, several pictures. And I say 250 at F11.
Oh, that's a beautiful shot.
And as Anders takes the pictures, one of them, as we learn after we get back home, became the very famous one.
When we launched, after about 25 hours of climbing up away from the Earth towards the Moon, I started taking pictures. We separated from Saturn. We were able to turn around and get a view of the Earth. You could almost see it retreating. It's like a kid watching his clock in the school, you know, the hand. Then you look away and it's moved a little bit. So I took a picture of the full Earth, the first full Earth man color shot, which is my favorite picture. And it showed immediately, you know, that the Earth was very pretty, very delicate. Was nothing but blackness around it, but it sure showed that the Earth was a very beautiful but quite fragile place. And particularly as we got further out, where the Earth is about the size of your fist and arm's length, well, you don't have to be a real mathematician to realize that if it's one lunar distance the size of your fist and arm's length, if you're two lunar distances, it's half the size of your fist. 10 lunar distances, it's like that. And 100 lunar distances, it's a pellet you can't even see. And 100 lunar distances are nowhere.
Oh, yeah, look at that picture over there.
So when I'm
looking at the Earth coming up, wow, is that pretty? Hey, don't take that. That's my schedule. Got a color film, Jim? Hand me a roll of color, quick.
Oh,
will you?
Man, that's great. Where is it?
Quick.
We're wired that way. you know, all those senses, they kind of get overwhelmed. And this impossibly black sky just kind of hanging out there. It is really, really dotted
in white clouds and the black of space.
Everybody appreciates that. I mean, it hits us fairly deep. We're wired that way.
What you see is beautiful. You have tears in your eyes. You can't avoid becoming a child again.
I'm just looking at that gorgeous blue.
We're wired that way.
What you see is beautiful.
Трехкратный чемпион по программированию Google Геннадий Короткевич из Гомеля. Именно благодаря ему и Беларусь занимает первое место в общем медальном зачете стран-участниц конкурса. Уже пару лет за юным гением гоняются журналисты, но он обычно отказывается от интервью.
Bienvenidos a la Universidad de 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 la Universid
planet Earth. Certainly you know that there's conflict down there, and certainly you know that there is pain and suffering, and you believe that Earth is a spaceship. You can't avoid the comparison between Earth, the injustice, all these things that, you know, you certainly feel strongly when you're on the Earth, and you know that those are still there, but that's replaced for a moment by how beautiful it is. Looking as a finite object in front of your eyes. And your own spaceship, which is closed with limited resources. All humankind being part of the same unique crew is a spaceship. You can't avoid the comparison between Earth looking as a finite object in front of your eyes. I remember thinking, I wish everybody could experience this view of their home planet so that maybe it would reprioritize what's important to them and make them less angry at their neighbors and more concerned about doing what they can so that we preserve the beautiful planet that we live on. Thank you.
Earth is blue and green. The Earth looks like a great green, blue and white gigantic sphere. It's quite blue and green.
We don't have time to sit on our hands as our planet burns. For young people, climate change is bigger than election or re-election. It's life or death. It will take radical action to save us. It will take radical action to save us.
Nature is one of the most exciting, amazing, and incredible things in the whole world. Everything's unique in nature, nothing's identical. And every single bit of it's like a complete wonder. Loads of things in nature actually keep us alive. It has loads of things that humans need in it. If the environment's not looked after, then nature can get destroyed, and if nature gets destroyed, humans get destroyed.
And then we won't be here. Won't be here. Won't be here.
Climate change is the bad stuff that's happening to Earth, destroying some nature and extincting animals and species of plants. Plants are part of nature and they give us oxygen. Clean air is super important. It actually keeps humans alive.
We don't have time to sit on our hands as our planet burns.
Climate change is no longer some far-off problem. It is happening here, it is happening now.
It's life or death.
It will kill animals and make the earth hotter until everything will be dead.
I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
There's a kind of rhino and it's only thought to have like 4 of its species left.
I want you to act.
What you do makes a difference and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make.
I want you to act as if the house is on fire.
When change continues to get worse, it may not look as beautiful as it is.
Climate change is no longer some far-off problem.
Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world.
And you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make.